5-6 in service, starting mileage 9458,
9458. Control 1 to 5-6 in service, mileage 9458, 9458. 5-6, 10-19, the watch commander is in his office now, 6:10 p.m., unit 5-6 in service on the night watch.
Well, we almost made it to the quarter. What was that all about?
I've been waiting to see the lieutenant, Don. He's got some information on a narcotics investigation for us.
Oh, by the way, this is Don Reed, a police recorder. At the moment, you're riding in Detective Unit 5-6. That was Sergeant Ron Perkins contacting Control 1 by radio. Now, while you're with us tonight, remember the people you meet are not actors. This is it. This is real. This is Night Watch.
Night Watch, the actual on-the-scene report of your police force in action. There are no actors, there is no script. Every voice, every sound is authentic. The investigations are recorded as they actually occur. Night Watch, presented with the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, W.N. Hildebrand, Chief. And now we switch you to Detective Unit 5-6, already on assignment in the field, and to police recorder Don Reed.
Into the station.
I'm going to check with the captain.
Okay, Bert.
I'll
see what's cooking at the booking desk.
Is this your first time in the Culver City jail, yeah? Would you give me a cigarette?
How long were you incarcerated the first time?
What do you mean, incarcerated?
What happened?
The subject being booked for plain drunk.
Will you give me a cigarette, please? I'm a sipper. Give me a cigarette. Will you do that? Are you a man or are you a mouse? Will you give me a cigarette?
Wearing a raccoon hat with a tail hanging over his eyes. Sort of a miniature Daniel Boone.
When you sober up a little bit, we'll allow you to make a phone call. You're in no condition to be phoning or talking to anyone. Okay?
I'll sprain myself tomorrow. May I have a cigarette?
If you have them, smoke them.
Well, I had some in the car. Will you give me one, please? I'll do some for you tomorrow.
Smoke it now. When you go into the jail, you can't take it with you.
Okay, I want to smoke it now. I hit my own mother, didn't I?
Okay, Captain. Don?
Yeah.
He's gonna regret this. What time can I talk to my sister? I'm all white.
What's that fella raising all the fuss about?
He wants to make a phone call.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing except the party he wants to talk to is in Mississippi. What's the deal with the captain?
Well, we got a fellow here in the interrogation room. Claims he knows where some narcotics are being sold. One of the uniform cars picked him up a few minutes ago hiding in the back of a store. He's been held down on suspicion of burglary. Mm. You remember him. He's the one that always wore a striped coat with a sailor hat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we booked him for disturbing a peace just recently, I remember.
Hi, I'm Sergeant Perkins. Sorry, sit still.
Why don't you tell me now? What?
Are they gentlemen?
They're gentlemen. Every one of them.
I have a reason to believe, Mr. Perkins, somebody is using drugs.
Whereabouts are they using them?
Right at my house.
At your house? What makes you think they're using narcotics at your house? Excuse me.
You'll find out.
Just a minute. Perkins. Yeah. Yeah, can we call you back a little bit? Okay. What makes you think that they're using them down there?
No, I've been out in China. I know all of them. I'm an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. But drugs I never used. I'm sure those boys is using drugs.
Are they down at your house now?
Haven't you found out?
No, I haven't. That's why I'm asking you.
Who's this gentleman over here?
That's Don Reed.
God, I'm awful drunk, but Mr. Perkins, can't you help me?
Yes, I'm trying to help you. I want some information, though.
You got it.
Because all I've got is that you think there's some narcotics down at your house.
Not at my house.
And not at your house?
No.
Whereabouts?
There's something you must know, Mr.
Well,
tell me.
That's what I'm sitting here for. I'm waiting to listen to it.
Would you drive me down the corner and I'll show you?
What are you going to show me?
Well, you got to pick up this boy, Mr. Perkins. You got to be...
What are you going to pick him up for? Narcotics?
Well, you find out.
I'm not going down just pick up any person on the street or in somebody's house unless I have reason to believe that they've committed a crime.
I know that there's something wrong there, Mr. Perkins.
Well, what? Where is the house? What's the boy's name? What's the location? We'll look into it.
I'll take you there. You know who I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Mr. Perkins, this is something you should know about.
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm asking these questions. You keep telling me it's something that I should find out about. Well, tell me. What is it?
Something about... I'm sure, Mr. Perkins, I'm sure that these boys is using drugs.
Can you point the house out
to
me?
Yeah.
I take
you out
there?
Get in the car. Yeah. Look, you need... This boy you need to get a hold of. You know I'm an alcoholic, don't you? And I never used drugs in my life or anything like that. But I'm sure, I'm almost sure that there's something wrong there.
Can you point the house out to me?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, let's go. You want to?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Perkins.
We're en route to the location where the suspect claims he can point out the house where narcotics are being pushed. This is a new part of town. I'm not too familiar with it. Now, whether the suspect is taking us for a joyride or not, it's hard to tell. But you can't take anything for granted in this business.
What makes you think this boy is using narcotics?
Mr. Perkins? Mr. Perkins? If I'm wrong, you come and tell me. I'm sure that there's something... I'm sure. Am I absolutely sure?
What makes you so sure? Their actions?
Yes, of course.
What do they do that's so unusual? How do they act?
Unusual.
You can't just go around accusing a person using narcotics unless you've got a good reason for it. Get yourself into trouble doing that. We appreciate information, but we want the right information.
You got it.
I don't know that we have or not. You haven't told me anything yet, except that a boy uses narcotics.
Well, you better find out, Mr. Perkins.
Turn right, Mr. Perkins.
Right. You only have to pull up in back of this car.
Right here?
That's right.
Okay. Now what? Which is the place?
Right there.
This place right here with the picket fence?
Just a minute. Who's going to get this boy?
Nobody's going to get him until we know what it's all about.
Checking the building the suspect is pointing out. It's pitch dark and covered by trees. I can't see anything from here.
Get him.
No, you're not going to get him.
That's the place.
Okay. Let's go back to the station.
Why?
Present time, you're under arrest. You know that. You're a prisoner.
Okay.
Guiding the suspect into the station. Turning him over now to the desk sergeant.
Sit down there. One in the other.
take you over to the courtroom and sit down, will you? George, you want to put this fellow in the detention room pending further investigation?
Right, okay. You want to come with me?
You think we got a metal case here, Sergeant?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Let's go over to his house and talk to his wife. Hear her side of the story.
Okay. We're sitting in the kitchen of the suspect's home. Well, this is an average American place. Very comfortable, but small. The suspect's wife is just finishing up the dishes and now is putting them aside and is coming over to sit down now and discuss the case with Sergeant Perkins.
I picked up your husband, and he'd been drinking pretty heavily. In fact, I took a bottle away from him.
Mm-hmm.
He has quite a story he's been telling us about narcotics.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about that? We're trying to get something out of it.
It is simply terrible that any father would sort of start a story like that. This is not true. In the past, in drinking, for instance, he usually said that his wife was in the hospital, very sick, and he was so worried about her. That was not true.
Mm-hmm.
His brother had broken his leg, was in the hospital. The brother never heard of such a thing. That, all that is not true. And so I think that he wants to talk. He likes to have people pay attention to him. He wants to talk, and he'll say almost anything just to get attention.
How long have you been married?
25 years.
25 years.
I got a divorce 2 days before Christmas. I think he definitely needs mental care, and he spent 30 years in the Navy, and during that time, he was in the mental ward several times. His Navy record would show that anything that I have to say like that is true. And I've tried for years to have him voluntarily go and commit himself.
We're a little bit worried about his condition, and especially in the past history we've had with him here.
What type of condition? Do you mean the drinking or his physical?
Well, the combination of the drinking, possibly the mental.
I don't see how it could help but have some effect upon
right.
a person's mentality.
We're afraid that he just might do something dangerous out here and be a menace to society. And if we do it, it's going to be necessary to book him through with the charges here, whereas if we can get you to do it or they'll accept you, I will assist you in it, and it'll save putting that on his record.
Something has to be done. It has to be done.
Well, if that's what you want us to do, well, we'll go ahead and do it.
That is what I want you to do.
And as far as any narcotics or any of these boys that he's talking about, do you feel that...
I'm positive that it's a sad thing that a father should say such a thing. I feel that a mother or father should protect their child and not go spreading something like that around the neighborhood. Every neighborhood we've ever lived in, I've gone through this humiliation of his foolish talking and drunkenness and...
Okay,
all right,
we'll
now he will be taken down to the county hospital, and Monday morning I'll call and make a see him.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you will, please.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
If you do, look into that.
We'll check it out. We have to check it out, yes.
Let's get back to our car. Sure rough on her, isn't it?
Yeah.
Six to one, clear on our code 6. And will you notify the Detective Bureau that there's nothing on this narcotics deal? Suspect's a mental case. Will you make arrangements to transport him to L.A. Psycho Ward for treatment?
Control, 1-5-6, clear. Will do.
You know, Pert, one part of this deal I don't get.
What's that?
How come we didn't check out that home where narcotics were supposed to be pushed?
There's a good reason. You know the building that he pointed out?
Yeah.
That's the public library.
You are listening to Night Watch and following the activities of Detective Unit 5-6 on its tour of duty. Remember, the people and sounds you are hearing are real, and the investigations are recorded in the field as they actually occur. We'll bring you the final results of tonight's action at the conclusion of Night Watch. And now we switch you back to Detective Unit 5-6, somewhere in the field, and police recorder Don Reed.
Control 1 to all units in the vicinity. In cars, fire 3 and fire 4. At 2205 Overhill, 2205 Overhill. Possible mental case throwing bottles in the bar. Code 2.
5-6 to 1, we're right on top of this. Will you advise the other units? We'll come in from the rear and cover the back.
Control 1 to 5-6.
Well, not more than 10 minutes ago, we answered a call of a possible mental case breaking up a bar just down the street from this address. However, he was GOA, gone on arrival. We talked to several witnesses, and apparently the suspect was under the influence of narcotics. Now, whether our present call is the same one, of course, remains to be seen. Things are almost too similar to be a coincidence. Matter of another block or so, and we'll flip around a corner, head up the alley to the rear. In fact, the bar's over just over to our left-hand side. Just a second, now we'll find this alley. We're going to flip in here. Hold on. Down the alley. I've seen smoother roads in my day. With the red light of the uniform car already in the parking lot, it's pitch dark. In the headlights, the suspect here, he is swinging punches. One officer's down. There's quite a struggle going on. Let's get over there. He's a big fellow, well over 6 feet strong. Ready
to
pulling up the battle.
I ain't gone.
He says he ain't going. That's a matter of opinion. Perkins getting into the hassle. It's a wrestling match to get the cuffs on.
No.
They'll have to cinch up tight to control him, otherwise somebody's going to get hurt.
You got emotional problems.
I ain't gone. I ain't gone. I ain't gone. No, I ain't gone. I ain't gone. I ain't gone. I ain't gone.
Down. Trying to get the suspect into our car.
I ain't gone.
One of the victims over here. Blood trickling from an eye wound.
What's he been doing?
He's all hopped up, and I was down there at the bar helping this woman bartend. I've been drinking, yes. But,
You been blasting?
Yeah, he's been blasting everything. Start throwing beer bottles out the door and start throwing them through the windows. And I stopped him from throwing through the windows and everything. And I came down here to try to get me in the car. And after that...
Where's his car?
Huh? Me ain't in no car right now.
Are you going to get your car or what?
No, I'm in his truck right over here.
In your truck?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Stand by a minute.
Okay.
Officer Chuck Sarlo over here. Looks like he's been in the dust storm.
Let's get him in and strip him down completely. Let's find out for once. Let's get this guy behind bars where he belongs.
Okay.
This guy says he's been blasting marijuana. We've been looking for him for a long time. So we get him in there, we'll take him back in, strip him down.
He's wild.
We'll follow you right back in.
Right on. We'll do that.
Let's move back to our car. Shoes being removed. Prevent injury in case of kicking. We'll ride up front.
It's killing me. Honest, it's killing me. This one and this right hand. Honest, I'm like...
Handcuffs are tight. Keep his mind on that instead of taking the police car apart.
I can't. It's cutting off my circulation, honest.
Well, you have to calm down to get to the station. You know how it is.
Will you let him loose a little bit? Please. Please, officer. Please.
Long, slender hands.
Please, look at
him. Any looser needs to slip out of him. Studying the suspect's face. Strong indication, use of marijuana. No eye reaction.
pupils pinpointed, irrational, repetitious.
Oh, please, come on.
What happened?
Constantly repeating himself.
No. Please, get this off, will you? Please. You just get a key and it's... No, please. Look at this.
Let me look.
It's too tight.
They're not too tight.
Oh, it is!
Starlo, ride him back. Guard the prisoner. Let's get to the station.
Do you remember me? Hey, do you remember me? You know, I don't give you bad times. Come on.
When did you get out?
I know, man. You swear. Right? Okay. So we're buddies, aren't we? Now, just move over. I'm not going to give you a bad time.
Yeah?
What are you doing? Blasting me?
Blasty, snasty. What do you mean? Blasty, snasty. Yes, blasty, snasty. When did you get out of life?
Up? When you guys tapped out over there?
Oh, get your hands off me! When did you get out of life? Get your hands off me!
I'm disturbing the peace now.
A couple of more blocks to the station.
You know what you are? You're a parasite. You're a political parasite.
Yeah, man.
Laugh, 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 laugh.
Political parasite.
What does that mean?
Whatever that is.
You know what a parasite is? No. Well, you know when a shark is in the ocean?
Yeah.
There's always a couple of parasites stuck onto him. The shark's the killer. You follow behind.
Apparently he thinks that's he's right. The shark. We're the parasites.
Political. Well, if you would get there...
Get out this way.
I can't get out. I know where you're going to drag me out. That's all, because this stuff's too tight.
Well, we don't want to have to drag it into you. Let's go.
Open the door.
Well, here's the door. It's open on this side.
I ain't going to do it. No.
Hey, get out of the car on the other side. Come on.
Oh, sir.
6 feet of handcuffs, uncoiling stubbornly.
I'm barefooted.
We'll get you shoes, though.
He's coming to the detention cell, Chuck. We'll shake him down good in there.
I ain't gonna do nothing.
Go through his clothing now. See if we can find enough evidence to book him on a marijuana charge.
What's his line from here? Working?
Checking his arms for needle marks.
Take your pants off.
Suspect shaking his head. Tears down his face. But he's still taking his pants off.
Don, come over here a second, will you?
Yeah.
Hold this flashlight for me.
Okay.
And then his pants. Let's try his shirt.
Not yet.
If we could only find one marijuana seed.
Nothing in his shirt either.
Not gonna do it. Apparently he's not gonna do something.
Flashing it.
Blasting. What do you think I am? Ha, 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 boy.
I don't know. I asked you a question. You haven't answered it
yet. Well, ask that guy.
You haven't answered my question yet.
Smoking. You think the only thing in the whole world is smoking?
Somebody says you are blasting.
Somebody says I'm blasting. Somebody says this. I'm not going to do it. Somebody says this. Somebody says that. Somebody says schmat.
Where'd you buy the stuff you smoked tonight?
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to tell it. I'm not going to tell it.
I'm asking to go to jail.
Yeah, well, we're happy to oblige. Chuck, take him over to the window and book him disorderly conduct and disturbing the peace. Come on, Don, let's go.
Hilford? He's sure been blasting marijuana. That guy's hiring a kite.
Yeah, but you know it, and I know it. A witness knows it. That doesn't prove it in court.
What you have just heard is real. The investigations are recorded as they actually occur. For their disposition, we return you to Police Headquarters and Chief W.N. Hildebrand.
Tonight's tour of duty on the night watch is a good example of the diversified problems encountered in police work. In the case of the suspect suffering delusions and claiming knowledge of narcotics, it was his wife's desire he be committed to a mental institution for treatment of alcoholism. My department concurred in this opinion and assisted in obtaining the placement. In the final case of the suspect breaking up a bar, as you noted, there was considerable suspicion that he was under the influence of marijuana. However, he was booked for disorderly conduct and disturbing the peace. Some people may voice the question, why wasn't the suspect booked for suspicion of the use of narcotics? The answer is one of the big problems in police work today. What you suspect and what you can prove are two different things. This very principle is the cornerstone of our American way of life. Regardless of the suspicious circumstances, a case must be backed up with physical evidence and proved beyond reasonable doubt in a court of law. There are countries who don't agree with this procedure, but it's our way, the American way. To help you appreciate and understand this is the reason for Night Watch.
Thank you, Chief Hildebrand. You have been following the on-the-scene reports of your police force in action. Every voice, every sound has been real. Night Watch, brought to you through the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, is produced by Sterling Tracy and Jim Hedlock, with technical advice by Sergeant Ron Perkins, and is described in the